You're listening to City Lights. I'm Lois Reitz. It's great to be with you. Because she is so festive herself, Mara Davis is here with a guide to upcoming food festivals and how best to navigate those events. Mara, welcome back to City Lights.
Lois, it's such a pleasure to be here. It really is. Everywhere I go, when people hear me on City Lights, they say, "What's Lois really like?"
Well, coming from the diva of delicious herself, by the way, I want that to be a hashtag.
Done and done. Okay. And here's the thing. I tell them all the truth about how wonderful you are.
Well, let's begin with the festivals. It's all Greek to me.
Yes. Well, the Atlanta Greek Festival, that's a huge one. I can't believe that it's this weekend, by the way. They are celebrating their 42nd year.
Opa!
42 years of singing and dancing and Spanakopita and
Yum.
Ouzo. That's always a great time. And all the information's at AtlantaGreekFestival.org.
Well, one of my all-time heroes, Tina Fey, is very open about her love of cheese, and she transferred that to Liz Lemon, her wonderful alter ego, her character on 30 Rock. Tina and Liz Lemon are not alone in their love of all things cheese, Mara. Here in Atlanta, we're in for some cheesy happenings. Tell us more.
Yes, and I also have a love of cheese. That used to be a segment on my old radio show. That was like a staple. Cheese is great, but I would recommend navigating these festivals by taking a probiotic ahead of time. So the Atlanta Cheese Festival is coming to the Atlanta Freight Depot. This is their fourth year. So they're celebrating everything from blue cheese to Stilton to Swiss, everything you could possibly want. But what's so cool about it is they have live music from Athens Packway Handle Band and also a mac and cheese and a grilled cheese competition.
Melting at the thought.
Pretty exciting.
I'm telling you. So it wasn't until we moved here, Mara, that I learned mac and cheese was a vegetable.
That's right.
And now that item, often found in the vegetable section of Southern menus, is celebrated for its glory. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think mac and cheese has really had a resurgence. I don't think it's ever gone away. I think it's always been the great American classic. But over the years, people have been elevating it by adding bacon, by adding truffles, by adding any kind of vegetable to it. Now there's an entire festival dedicated to it. It's the Atlanta Mac and Cheese Festival. This is happening on October 8th. And this is in the Edgewood neighborhood. And what I love about this festival is that it helps neighbor in need. So it helps residents in the area. And this is a 100% nonprofit festival all about macaroni and cheese. Some of the restaurants are involved are Fox Brothers Barbecue, Dish Dive, Wrecking Bar, and so many more. It really is a great idea and the first annual. All the information is at atlmacandcheesefestival.com.
Sounds like a win-win-win. Now, what is your favorite type of mac and cheese?
I like it straight up with a crusty top. Mm. I think Community Q in Decatur does a spectacular job with their mac and cheese. If you bake it extra long, I like it a little bit well done, ooey, gooey, and bubbly. That's what I'm doing.
I think that's an outstanding recommendation. In the ever-expanding multicultural landscape of our fair city, we now have an Argentina food festival.
Yes, so this is brand new and pretty exciting. It's happening at the end of October, the 28th, 29th, and 30th in Piedmont Park. So it's their first one, and they're trying to promote awareness of the great cuisine of Argentina. Now, I can picture you on a nice, cool fall evening, maybe enjoying a fabulous Argentinian Pinot Noir. That's a Lois Reitz's kind of night, right?
I like my empanadas, too.
Okay, well, you'll find all kinds of flavors at this festival. It's going to be spread out by region. So there's cooking classes and wine tasting. Ooh. And food tastings. There's all kinds of Argentinian chefs flying in from Argentina.
Do they tango?
There will be tango.
Seriously?
There will be questions that they'll answer for you. And the best way to navigate it is ask questions, because Argentinian people are just so warm and friendly, and they're really trying to get the message across that, you know, they really are just so diverse in their culinary world over there. And the information is at argfoodfest.com.
They're proud of the Pope, too.
Yeah, well, and yes, they should be.
Indeed. Don't talk to them about soccer. You recommend that?
I said you can ask them anything, but maybe not about soccer if you're Brazilian. Because, you know, Brazil and Argentina, that's a longstanding rival,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's how to navigate that one.
Here with Mara Davis on City Lights from WABE Atlanta. We'll be back in just a moment.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side.
The late, great Nat King Cole. Hey, he's immortal. He's not the late great, he's immortal. Mara Davis is here with her delicious tips on how to navigate food festivals, and we have some really special events coming up in Atlanta. Lest you go thirsty, you can count on Decatur to have a craft beer festival.
Yes, indeed.
Could there be a better venue?
I don't know that there's anything better than a craft beer on a fall day. And I want you to know, if you're listening now, that Lois truly enjoys every piece of music. You should see when the Nat King Cole is playing. She is just jamming out. Some behind the scenes.
Thank
City
you.
Lights.
Yeah, were you observing when Matt Kaminsky was in here? That jazz organ is a sensation.
He's so great. I'm such a fan of his work, and I love that interview, by the way. It was really great. So the Decatur Craft Beer Festival is on October 15th, and if you're a day drinker, are you a day drinker?
Does 5 p.m. count as day? I always thought that was the cutoff.
Ish. Okay. I like a good day drinking, because then it's, you have permission to go to bed at 8 o'clock. So the Decatur Beer Fest is so cool. They have hundreds of beers from all over the country. And I always make this joke about craft brewers, a lot of beards, a lot of flannel shirts, a lot of baseball caps. Decatur is going to be full of them. IPAs, lagers, pilsners, porters, stouts, pale ales. And my way for you to navigate this festival is either take Uber or Lyft or book a room for the night. Decatur's amazing.
Excellent advice. I like dark beers.
I will drink and taste any beer. And
I just met a beer you didn't like.
It's true. And I love the emergence of the craft beer scene.
Yes.
in Georgia in general. Every day I'm reading about a new brewer, and they're all sort of embracing each other, and no two are really the same.
No, there are great stories attached. Georgia Tech is going to be the destination for a lot of Atlantans in late October.
Yes, yeah, so Taste of Atlanta, I will be a part of it. You'll see me there waving on the stage to you. This is a big food event. Like, the way I would say for you to navigate Taste of Atlanta is maybe not to eat for a couple of days.
Well, let's hope it's not hot, because then you'll faint before you see Mara.
I would say maybe if you're thinking about doing a cleanse or a fast,
okay,
maybe right before Taste of Atlanta. Yeah, they've been doing this for years, and some of the best Atlanta restaurants are there. I think what's great about Taste of Atlanta is you get a chance to try some of the restaurants you may want to visit later on, mm-hmm. And that's kind of the idea, where they get showcased in the festival, and a lot of the time it's a full portion. So there's a lot of chowing down to be done.
Well, what sorts of restaurants, what kind of food is represented for those who've never been to a taste of Atlanta?
Absolutely everything from vegan to barbecue. I mean, that is going to be hard for some of your vegans walking down the street and smelling the pork just smoking. But I've had some of the, I think it was Tasso's Raw Reality was one of my favorite things I tried last year. But also cupcakes and Waffle House. And I mean, there really is something for everybody at that festival.
So it's not just she fancy schmancy chefs.
Oh, not at all. This
stuff
is fun for the whole family. This is a good family bonding event over eating. And who doesn't love to bond over eating? That's what we're all about.
I thought overeating. My family, we do that all the time together. What is an afternoon in the country? This sounds like an impressionist painting.
Of course you would say that, Lois. Of course you would. So this is an event I've been to before, and it's with La Dame's Escoffier, which is the female chef organization. And they empower women chefs, and it's a great organization that you should definitely look into. Now, this is going to be happening on Sunday, November 6th. Now, this is the cream of the crop, the best of the best. All of Atlanta's top chefs will be a part of this. And what's interesting is they used to have it at Serenby every year. This is the year they've moved it to Foxhall Resort, which is so beautiful. Have you ever been there?
I've never been.
It's south of the city and it's mostly a hunting resort, but the grounds are just spectacular. And so they are moving it there. And so I would recommend how to navigate this if you want to do afternoon in the country. And people get dressed up for it. A friend of mine calls it like Atlanta's Coachella of food festivals because people really get dressed up. It's a big scene,
really?
But it also benefits La Dame's Escoffier. So remember the cause there. And again, for that one, don't eat beforehand either. You really want to save it up because people really roll out the red carpet for this one.
Meryl, what is to benefit La Dame Escoffier? They fundraise for their own purposes?
Well, for women who want to get in the culinary industry in my opinion, there aren't enough female executive chefs in the city, and it's really promoting the idea of getting women in the business, funding them through culinary school, having mentoring programs. It's a great way to really be exposed to that industry and to attract more women towards it. So it's growing and very exciting how this event carries on year after year.
Sounds like you've done your fair share for it, too.
Well, I'm a lady, and I like to eat, and I like a lady chef. So there you go. We have a couple of really fantastic ones in the city.
I am so hungry now, and I so crave fall weather, beautiful, crisp weather. You've equipped us with just about everything we need to know about the fall festival season for food,
yes,
and some drink in Atlanta.
And remember, you can always reach out to me directly on Twitter at Mara Davis or on Instagram at Mara Davis 2000 if you have any questions. Well, Lois, you have a direct line to me. But if you have any questions, comments, need a recommendation, I am your personal concierge.
How do you do that? How do you devote the time? You're a full-time mom. You are spread in so many different directions professionally, and yet tweeting every 30 seconds and responding to them.
You know what, Lois? I truly like it. I like the idea of guiding someone to a perfect dining experience. I just do. I really enjoy it. I enjoy people having a zest for trying something new.
And we all share a love of food. Music is a good thing to go along with that food. Mara Davis, the diva of delicious, thank you so much for these recommendations from Greece to Argentina to Edgewood Avenue. You're covering it all, and we thank you.
And Lois, I thank you. City Lights, this is always an honor to be here.
Great to have you.